Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masech des Sanhedrin, Perig Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Mitzvah Sanisrafin. This is the mitzvah for those who have been sentenced to Sreifa. Hoya Meshake'in Oisai, they would sink this person that got this punishment, Bezevel, into a pile of Zevel. Zevel is what comes out of animals, and Arkuvaisav, until his knees, to make sure that he can't move his legs. The Batanura explains that if he can move his feet, he would jump out to avoid the hot lead as it's about to be poured down his throat, like we're soon going to learn. And then it may fall on his skin. The noisnin, then they would put sudar, a scarf, kasha, like a rough scarf, and letoich haraka. The rough scarf is inside a soft one. Now, the purpose of pulling these scarves is to force him to open his mouth. Now, a soft scarf wouldn't be strong enough to get him to open his mouth. But a rough scarf would hurt his neck. That would cause more pain than necessary. Chazal were very careful over here. He shouldn't have to suffer a drop more than what the Torah says he has to go through for his kapara. So they wrapped the rough scarf inside a soft one. The kairach al tzavarai. Kairach means to wrap around, like kairach by the Seder. The kairach al tzavarai. They would wind the scarves around his neck. Zem moishach etzloi. Someone standing on one side pulls the scarves toward himself. Vizem moishach etzloi. And someone standing on the opposite side pulls the scar toward himself. Atche peseach es piv. Until this person has no choice but to open his mouth. Umadlikas apsila. That someone else lights a fire under a bar of lead. And once the lead melts down and becomes liquidy, vizarkin letech piv. They pour it into his mouth. The yardin letech meyav. It goes down into his stomach. Vechimeris es b'nei meyav. And it burns the inside of him. This is learnt from Nadav and Avihu. The pasuk says, V'chol beis Yisrael yifku es hasreifa, but their bodies weren't burnt, only their insides were burnt. And this is called Misa Yafa. It's less of a bazillion for him. His body stays intact. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af immes biyadam. If this person dies while they're pulling his neck, in other words, if they accidentally choke him to death, lohayim mekaimen by mitzvah sreifa, so they didn't fulfill the mitzvah of burning. So you can't do it this way. Ella rather, how do they get him to open his mouth? Poischin es piv, they open his mouth, bitzvas, with a plier. Shaloi b'tayvasei, against his will. And then, umadlik es apsila, they light a fire under the bar of lead, v'zarka letech piv. And once it's melted, and it turns watery, they pour it into his mouth, and it goes down into his inside, into his stomach, and it burns only the inside of him. So Rabbi Yehuda is concerned about the choking method, that he may wind up being choked instead of burnt. But the Chachamim say, that way it won't be as painful. If he winds up being choked, as long as we started to do Sreifa, if he winds up being choked, that's an easier death than Sreifa. So it doesn't bother us. Zakta Mishnah Vayta, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik, Maisa, there was a story, Bebas Koyen Achas, Shezinza. There was a certain Bas Koyen who was Mezana, and the Elohim, what a Bas Koyen is, she's Chayiv Sreifa. But how did they do it? They surrounded her with bundles of branches. Isrufua? They just burnt her by setting the branches on fire. Amr Lois, the Chachamim said to him, that happened because that Bezdin didn't know what the Torah says you should do. It was a bezin of tzedakim. They follow the literal words of the Torah. But they were wrong. In our Mishnah we learned, quickly chazering over, the mitzvah of sreifa is, they would insert him into zevel until his knees, so he shouldn't be able to wiggle out. They put a hard cloth into a soft one, wrapped it around his neck. One person pulled this way, the other pulled that way, that forced him to open his mouth, and then they poured in the melted bar of lead. Rabbi Yehuda says, but he may wind up dying of choking, not sreifa. So you can't do it that way. You have to force his mouth open with the tool. But Chachamim say, listen, if he winds up dying of chenek, lemais, it's an easier death, so it doesn't bother us to try to do it this way. Rabbi Elazar of Tzadik said about a certain bezdin that took a bas koyen and mamish burnt her, like literally burnt her, and they said because they were tzedakim, they didn't know what the real halacha is.